It's time now for Green Visions, a KUMD production to encourage green thinking and green actions. Green Visions is made possible by the family-owned Duluth Grill. We're taking kind of a green turn into the art world this morning, and my curiosity was piqued when we had our conversation with Annie Dugan on Mondays, as we usually do, about art, the Where's Art feature, and she mentioned the nature art of Peter Ross. And she was just glowing and going on about it. And so I thought, gosh, we ought to get Peter Ross to come in and be our guest. So we've got the next best thing. We've got him on the phone. Pete, good morning.
Good morning.
Nice to have you on the line with us this morning. You're a UMD grad and a biology major. So how did you do that? You know that, see, look at me stereotyping. How did you do that crossover from, like, the science brain to the art brain?
Oh, that's a good question. I don't know. I've always, the biology major was mostly wildlife. So I didn't do as well in the, the mathematical type things as I did in the birds and the mammals and the ecology and all that. So that's the inspiration for my art. So that's the crossover.
How did you, was art something that you just always enjoyed as a kid and you never let it go? Or was it something that you came into a little later in your life?
No, it started when I was really young, elementary school. And then you get attention from it. The other kids like it. And so it went from there.
Don't you wonder sometimes what we could become if there were more people in our lives that saw things that we seem to have an aptitude for and just praised us for it? Because you know that kind of energy it gives you to continue?
Oh, that's for sure. That's true. My parents helped out by giving me art, having art supplies around the house all the time. And like you said, when you get positive feedback, it feels good, and you keep doing it.
Yeah, maybe I would have been something more than a DJ. Oh, well. So talk about your art a little bit, Pete. And how do you like to work? Do you like to photograph your subjects first, or do you like to just get out into the toolies and start to create?
Well, it's a combination, really. I definitely like to get out and into nature and usually by myself, and just that gets me in the mood to paint. And I try to take photos of scenes and stumps and birds. And I'm not a very good photographer, but they're usually good enough to help me. And then I also let my imagination play a big part in it, too.
Birds, apparently, are a subject that you're particularly interested in. People ask Laura Erickson all the time, what is it about birds? What's the deal with birds? What is it about birds for you?
That's a good question. I've liked birds, even separate from drawing, for as long as I can remember. But I think birds have the patterns on birds, I think, are beautiful. And you can create form just with the patterns. And the colors are gorgeous, too. And there are also a lot of birds that are kind of earth tones, which I think are beautiful also. So does that make sense?
It does. It does indeed. I'm not an artist, nor do I play one on TV. But how did the experience of living in Duluth inform you as an artist? Obviously, you were getting biology training and you were spending a lot of time outdoors up here. What kind of an effect did that have on your artwork?
Well, I've always loved the North Shore, and the North Shore starts and ends in Duluth for me, being from the cities. So being around the great rivers up there and Lake Superior and all that was very helpful. I took a lot of art history courses, too, at UMD, which I think helped me a lot. There are a lot of great artists throughout history that you can learn from, even if they're not wildlife artists.
So have you changed your mind at all yet about what you want to be when you grow up? Is your plan eventually I'm going to do the biology thing, or eventually I'm going to do the art thing full time, or where's your head on that?
Art thing full time.
Art thing full time, and the biology was just oops.
Well, I don't know if it was oops, but I'm too old to make a change into biology, I think, but I'm nearing retirement to. When I get there, I think I can, quit my full-time job and devote much more time to my art, and that's what I look forward to.
The things that start to look good when you start to get close to that retirement thing, it's kind of surprising. It's like, I'll be able to, I fantasize about being able to sleep in full-time. That's kind of my goal for retirement. Pete, thank you so much for joining us this morning. It was great to have you on the line. And, of course, folks can run a quick Google search for you, and they can find you and have the opportunity to take a look at your art. Thanks again for being our guest this morning.
Can I ask you a quick question?
Absolutely.
You mentioned Annie Dugan and her talking about my art. I've got a terrible memory. Annie Dugan is...
the curator and executive director of the Duluth Art Institute.
And she was
bragging you up.
Awesome.
I'm just saying, people are talking about you. People are talking about you behind your back, Pete. And if you want to know what the gossip is in the Twin Ports, KUMD is where you need to be.
Well, that's where I will be.
Excellent. Thanks a lot, Pete.
Thank you.
Peter Ross. Artist Peter Ross joined us this morning as our guest on Green Visions. Green Visions on KUMD is made possible in part by the family-owned Duluth Grill, offering organic, homemade, and fair trade menu items.